We are live. And direct. In the house. In the dark.
Yeah, because it's raining outside.
Thunderstorm. Thank God, it is the sun out there.
Alzheimer's, what they forget to tell you, episode 35.
35. Consent.
Hi, Kimoy.
She brought me gifts. I'm going to be here, present with you, enjoying my gifts. How are you this week? Hi. How are you? Hey. Bill, hi.
Hi, Bill. I'm all right. I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
See, the last time you did this, it wasn't good. It kind of set me up for a...
Well, I don't know.
What happened? What's going on? How's your mama?
Not good.
What does that mean?
Well, when she went into palliative care, which was 2.5 years ago, right? Over 2.5 years ago. She went because she was unresponsive after she had a seizure. And they've been coming, the doctor said to me, probably she'll have more frequent seizures, and she's had like 3 in a short little while, so I'm wondering if this is coming to the end.
Well, when you say short little while, what does that mean?
She's had 3 in 10 days.
That's a lot. Are they like big seizures, or are they...
No, they're not, they're not grand mal seizures. They're just very, less than a minute long.
Still, it makes it easier. So you sit there and you watch her go through that.
And you can't do anything. And there's you just have to hope she comes out of it.
So this is a characteristic that people with the disease tend to experience later on in it?
Well, I was doing research, surprise, surprise. But, thanks, Bill. Less than 10% of people that have Alzheimer's experience seizures. However, I did read that individuals that have frontal temporal dementia, which I think my mom has, even though she wasn't diagnosed with it, that's something that is prevalent in that type of dementia. So it kind of makes sense, because my mom never suffered from them, obviously, before.
She wasn't epileptic or anything, yeah.
So.
Okay, got it.
It's just something, I guess, again, to do with the brain, losing connections, and I guess it's just, I kind of expect... you prepare yourself, because the doctor did say that that's what was going to happen. But then when it happens, it's just never easy.
Right.
It's still hard,
Still can't prepare yourself for the inevitable. Yeah, I hear you. Okay. You want to touch more on it, or?
No.
Okay.
No, that's good.
Got it. So it's been a pretty eventful couple weeks. Nice to be back. A lot of things going on in our personal lives, so we haven't been able to jump on here as of late, but always nice to see you guys tuning in and commenting and hanging out with us.
Watching you eat Twizzlers.
Hey, you brought them.
Yeah, but...
What now? What? Let me hear it.
You don't have to eat them now. What was that?
Nothing. What happens if I want them right now?
Hi, Anita.
Hi, Anita.
Thanks, Karen. What was that?
That's what you did to me.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's just a reflex.
See? So, we have some great news. Well,
we
you have great news.
We do?
Don't you?
I don't know.
Opening some awesome, fabulistic, fantabulastic practice in Orangeville. Is that
what was that word?
Fantabulastic.
That's awesome.
Hey, that's what I do.
Yes, I am starting my counseling practice.
I know some touchy.
In Orangeville. And what are you doing? Let Wendy enjoy her gifts.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill, you don't know what you don't know what you just did. You really don't know what you just did. Did you stop? You see? Stop chewing with your mouth open.
Anita, when you get to my age, you deserve to chew with your mouth open, closed, sideways, front ways, whatever. You don't
it? So when it's my age, what do you get to do?
You don't get to eat Twizzlers because your blood pressure is going to be sky high.
I have low blood pressure.
Well, hey, I can share. There's a whole bag. You can't bring them here and give them to me and say, here, this is what I brought for you, and then have attitude when I'm actually enjoying them.
Because you don't have to eat it live. You can eat it...
How about this, guys? Watch this. I got the fix for all y'all. See this? Watch. Oh, I'm back.
Okay, well, I'm sure they didn't tune in to watch you or watch your belly eat Twizzlers.
Hater.
I'm not hating.
Talk
I brought
about,
them for you,
see?
So I'm not
see?
Hating.
You can't win. Typical woman. I said it, yeah.
That was rude.
I don't care.
And uncalled for.
Hey. What, hold on. Did she just say her? I can't.
Which
see?
Side are you on?
Typical woman. I can't get it. I understand. I'm learning. I'm learning as I go here. Talk about Orangeville.
Okay, so yeah, I'm starting a counseling practice in Orangeville, and I'll have the details about it. I just signed my little lease, and it'll be about helping caregivers with compassion fatigue or, you know, depression or anything that you're going through, if I can help in that way.
Congratulations. That is effing phenomenal.
Great.
Okay. Would you like a Twizzler?
No, thanks.
Okay. Would you like to touch more on that, or are we moving on?
Well, that's it. Like,
okay.
I will put the details, obviously, on my page.
Your page.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, let's talk about that.
Oh.
That's what you get. See, that baby's on my side.
Ours got kicked in the rib cage.
Thanks, Bill. And, oh, also, speaking of which, I'm starting the foundation, so that's coming to fruition. And it'll be for caregivers, like Bill, myself, and to get resources that we need, such as things that I could have used, I guess, when I was starting out my journey, but like counseling, self-care, any type of resources that you might need. So that's in the works. I went to see a lawyer to start my foundation. So pretty soon we can talk about that. Maybe next week.
This is my happy girl dance.
And I'm working on something really, really, really exciting, but it hasn't been confirmed yet, but just send out good vibes. Gosh, you're so quiet.
I'm enjoying. Oh!
All right. You can continue after.
I might not want them then.
Good. It's a win-win for your kids. Cause
oh, they're not getting none of those.
Candy are for kids. Not just you.
I can't have anything. I can never have anything just for me. It can never happen.
Okay, you can have a Skittle. All right. So, anything else? Okay, so Anita, we were talking just yesterday, I guess. And you were mentioning that your mom did a mini mental exam, which is typically the first test that they do when someone is diagnosed to diagnose somebody with Alzheimer's. They do a mini mental exam. And yes, you're right. Sometimes, depending on how the person feels, especially the topic, they could get nervous and maybe not score as high. So it's not really a fair indicator. You shouldn't just go by a mini mental exam. I'm surprised that your doctor just went by the mini mental exam without a scan, because that's the first step. And then typically they'll send your parent or loved one to get an MRI, which is what I think he should do. We'll pretend we're doing something serious.
I can't get over your hand up my nostrils, so I'm sorry, I'm distracted.
They're not even up your... I would never put my hand up your nostril. Maybe if you were dying and I had to pull something out.
She
maybe.
Said maybe. Maybe.
I'm not 100% sure. It's like 90%.
That sucks.
Wow. Well, if you were really... Yeah, okay. If you were dying and there was no other option but to pull something out, I would. Okay?
Well, that's reassuring. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
So, the watermelon ones are off the hook.
Thank you, Bill.
The paradise punch.
Oh, what did she say? Okay, good. You spoke about it and you're going to... What? You're going to get a... Go for a MRI. Were you itemizing your Skittles?
Yeah. You're lucky I didn't put them in a pyramid.
Let's not disturb you.
I do.
Since you're so busy.
I usually put them in a color pyramid to see how many I have left. So if I have like 20 blue ones, they go on the bottom. Then I go like 19 green ones. Then I go like 18 purple ones. And so on and so on. So I make them into a pyramid. And then I start picking off the pyramid so that I know exactly how many I have left. For the specific colors that I like, I save those bad boys to the end. Continue.
I don't know. I'm somewhat distracted by your color pyramid of Skittles.
It's a process.
Okay. Where were we?
Pyramid.
No, we weren't on pyramids. We're talking about something serious, about brain scans, and that's...
Yes, your advice to Anita in terms of first getting diagnosed.
Okay. Okay, so Anita's saying yes, next doctor's appointment, they're going to talk about in demand. Excellent. Yes, that's the sad part of our healthcare system, is that you sort of have to be informed prior to your appointment. Like, you're supposed to, like, you kind of have to direct your doctor more than the other way around. However, I guess as a GP, they might not be so versed in Alzheimer's, but that's another thing that I'd like to do advocacy for, of having some sort of resource when there's a diagnosis or when there's a score that kind of is an alarm for perhaps dementia. There should be, this is what's needed. There should be an itemized list of what's needed. Thank you. Thanks for that approval.
That thing was crawling on the wall. I couldn't let that go.
She left here.
Listen.
To go kill a bug.
I had to kill the bug, because if I left the bug and I go back to kill the bug and the bug is gone, then I need to burn my whole house down, because then I can't.
Tell them about the spider.
No.
Nope. How come you couldn't kill the spider?
The spider jumped.
It did not jump.
Listen, I can do bugs. I don't do spiders. Arachnophobia is heavy in this house. That's your job. Okay? And then on top of that, it was your face. We're talking. We're having a conversation just like this. Karen literally went like this. And I'm like, what?
I started backing running away. I didn't even tell her to move. I was just like.
So, of course, I turn around and see this, like, tarantula almost going on. Okay, it wasn't that big. But still, might as well have been because it was black and big and hairy. And then she had to go kill it. And I was like, if you don't kill it, I'm going to burn the house down. So she killed it. And this is, there's no way I can sit here and watch the thing crawling up my wall. Because when I leave it and I'm watching it and it's gone and I can't see it, every single time I'm in this room, I'm going to think it's looking at me. No. No. We got to deal with it. Deal with the case. Move on.
Okay.
Okay.
Get back to your color pyramid.
Thank you.
So, Bill, I wanted to reach out to you. Sorry, it's just been very hectic the last few weeks. How are you doing? Like, you're asking how we're doing, but how are you doing? How are you coping? What are you up to? I will inbox you because I think it would be great if you could be part of the foundation. I think that would be, especially you have hands-on experience in dealing with this illness.
It's really great to have a male perspective as well.
Yeah.
Nice to have that.
It would be nice to have more males, but it's typically, I know, I was even talking about that earlier, that unfortunately, you know, women, it's like a woman-dominated role, it seems, like as a caregiver, and unfortunately, it seems like it's more prevalent in women, too, to get Alzheimer's disease as well. That's the stat.
Right.
Okay.
So, let's keep it short today.
Yeah.
Unless you have something else that you want to share.
Well, what did we talk about today? Your color pyramid.
That's what I talked about today. For sure. Yeah, I can understand that, Bill.
You're doing it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Unfortunately, that might not ever change, but you learn to ride the wave as time goes by. So, very fresh for you, so I can imagine you're still going through the freshness of it. So, we are still keeping you in our thoughts and prayers, for sure.
And probably, like, I know I'm going to go through this, and it could be sooner than later. But I guess, I think my consolation will be that she's free, you know? Like, I feel like my mom's trapped in her own body right now. She can't talk, she can't walk, like, so I think what will probably, I know I will miss her immensely, but I think what will help me is that she's free and she could be with my dad.
Yep. Yep. All right, so.
Oh, Abigail's also. Oh, Abigail's saying that her friend is going through it as well. Yeah.
It's
this is a tough journey. I am not going to sugarcoat this. And this is 18 years, going on 18 years for me. It's just like a long goodbye, like, you know. And
yeah.
Every day, like, you prepare yourself. For me, anyways. Every day. I know, Abigail, you lost your mom, and Bill lost his mom. So, but, I don't know. I think sometimes I just think you're better off than I am. I know that's hard to say, but it's how I feel sometimes. She can't be happy. It's like zero quality of life right now. Like zero.
Yeah, it's a no-win situation either way you look at it. It sucks. So, you know, you want to wish your loved one well and on their next journey to wherever the next thing is. And I don't envy your mom, that's for sure.
See, Abigail's saying the same thing. She misses her mom, but it's better. It is better. It's, when you have this illness, it's like much better, I think. Especially in my case. I'm just going to say in my case. Because, you know, if my mom was lucid, or even if she was, if like, she could still talk.
You could have bits of
at
her.
At least, yeah, I'd have, like, sometimes I'd have her. But it's just, she can't.
It's a show.
She's just there. Like, really, she's just there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we don't want to see anybody that we love suffer or, you know, live outside of what their normal is. So it's tough. But that being said.
So Karen's saying she's in 5 years and she's spent. Yeah, like, because it's tough. It's tough. This thing challenges you on every level. It's like a roller coaster ride that you can't get off. Well, eventually you'll get off, but it's long. And Bill saying it really does suck with this. It does. It's, there's no nice things to say about it.
No, it robs you of everything. And your family, your loved ones, right? It's not just the person going through it.
But that's why this is very important. And I've always said this platform is for caregivers. Because unfortunately right now, I'm hoping that Biogen is like the miracle worker, because they are working, they're in phase 3 of a drug that's asymptomatic. So, you know, let's hope that it gets passed next year. It's supposed to come out early next year. Let's pray that that is a winner, because there has been no drug that is asymptomatic. So, but other than that, my platform is for the caregivers, because we go through all of the emotions, and we're the ones left now, like, to try to pick up the pieces and try to figure out, like, it's a lot of stress. Like, even I can imagine, like, Bill, now you have to reinvent yourself, which ironically is the name of the foundation, and restore yourself, which is what I'm calling the foundation. It's going to be called the Reinvent and Restore Foundation for Caregivers, to help us cope through this challenging disease and get us resources that we need. I'm going to be really strong advocates for the caregiver. This is a tough job. It is a tough job, whether you're informal, whether you're like hands-on, or you're managing it. It's emotionally draining.
Yes, Abigail, we would love to have you on. That would be phenomenal, just to hear your perspective and your experience.
Just, yeah, inbox us and let us know when you want to come on, or what topic you want to talk about. And then just, you can talk about your experience with your mom and life after. Bill. Hello, Bill. Whenever you're ready, we're waiting.
We have Twizzlers.
You know she's not sharing Twizzlers.
With Bill, I will.
Okay. Bill, you're very special then. Okay. All right. So, hi, Jason. He's from Trinidad. I don't appreciate your Neymar jokes, Jason. I really don't appreciate it.
Let's wrap this up.
Okay.
I got Twizzlers to eat. I'm just joking. I'm kidding.
No, she's not.
I'm really not, but I kind of am. If there's anything else that you want to...
Stop trying to be professional now. If there's anything else you want to...
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Hit us up.
Yes, like... You
can... In the comments section.
Yeah.
On your page. It's open. For you.
What are you doing? A dance routine? Like, what is going on? What's happening? Oh, we haven't seen that in a while.
Why?
You're dancing.
I did my recital last week.
Uh-huh. And how did it go? You didn't tell us.
Baby girl rocked it out. She was like my little diva.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. My little daughter rocked it out. She made mommy proud. My ballerinas made me proud. I was a proud mama, proud ballet teacher. It was good times.
I was a proud mama last week, too.
It was good times. Yes, good. Congratulations. Awesome. Woo!
Yep. That was so fake.
Why? See, if I don't say congratulations, I'm a hater. If I say congratulations, I'm a hater. If I eat my Twizzlers on camera, I'm a hater. If I don't eat my Twizzlers on camera, I'm an ungrateful hater. You just can't win with a Sagittarius.
You have to call me out like that?
Yeah. Hey, I'll do it to your face in front of the world!
Oh my god. Okay. This is getting way off topic.
Was there sponsoring? They should.
I find they should be sponsoring.
And Skittles. But this brand, because I've had the other bags. They're not making me as happy as this bag is making
me. Why? What's so great about that?
Well, we got Paradise Punch.
When you say we, you mean you.
I got Punch du Paradis. I got kiwi banana up in this bag. Tangerine, pink lemonade, and watermelon. I don't have to say any more. Then on top of that, when I want my strawberry fix, I got my Twizzlers. So hell yeah, they need to be sponsoring this joint. Oh, and you got what? You got your McCafe. I think in every episode you have been drinking a coffee.
I find McDonald's should sponsor.
Yes. All right, let's wrap this up.
Okay. Black and bitter.
Ooh. Just like you are? Never mind.
He knows.
Never mind.
Disregard. Edit. It's an inside joke.
Okay. Whew.
At least I laughed today. That was good.
That was a bit of a laugh.
Good. That was good.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of...
You're melancholy.
Yeah.
Don't be melancholy.
Did you rob a mini mart?
She brought treats over and then yells at me when I eat them.
I went to Walmart and I knew it was coming here, so I was like...
She can't come here.
I can't come here. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Trinnies, we don't walk with our two hands swinging, you know. We're very, you know...
Generous.
See that?
Chris wants to know what this is about.
Well, clearly it's not about Alzheimer's.
It was.
It started off like that. And then, you know, we always digress. Sorry. But people don't, you know, it's not like a, you know, Alzheimer's is not really like a jovial topic. So we try to switch it up because people enjoy her tricks. Antics.
Tricks.
Personality.
Oh, doo-doo? Is that your way of saying that you love me? Never mind. Delete.
I told you, if there was something stuck in your nose...
Maybe.
No, I said I would. I changed it to I would.
Can we just wrap this up?
Yeah. See, laughing is the best medicine. It is.
Getting kicked in your rib cage? That's also pretty up there, too. It's pretty cool. I missed it. Mm-hmm. I get kicked in my spleen, too. BAM!
Okay. Alright. This is not a pregnancy podcast, so we're gonna wrap this up.
Alright. Peace and love, guys. Thank you for always tuning in and supporting. You know the deal.
And Abigail, just inbox me. You can come on next week.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
And we'll try to keep it all... Jason said I clearly forgot the topic.
What was that? Listen.
Because he's trying to be real funny.
We're having a thunderstorm outside currently. There's lightning and all
kinds
of
things. That's why it's so dark in here.
In any case, next week we would love to have you on, Abigail. So let's see if we can hook that up.
And Bill would be nice.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Peace in the Middle East. We love you guys. Peace out. Bye-bye.